The Hoona Sound spawn on kelp fishery is a different animal than its cousin 50 miles to the south, the Sitka Sound Sack Roe herring fishery. The main difference is that the fish survive in Hoona, and only their eggs are harvested. Nevertheless, assistant management biologist Eric Kuhnrat says there just aren't enough herring to risk it.
You know, we saw eggs on the beach in 2012, and the fish didn't materialize for 2013. So it's hard to say, but there's something that's killing fish or not allowing fish to come back.
The forecast calls for 721 tons of herring to return to Hoona Sound, about 280 tons below the threshold needed to harvest eggs. And it's a fraction of the fish that have been known to come back to the area. Kuhnrat says ADF&G has recorded returns as high as 20,000 tons. As a biologist, Kuhnrat is reluctant to guess what's causing the low returns, but he's pretty sure it's natural, possibly a disease event associated with the huge returns of just a few years ago.
Usually these disease events hit one end of the age group or another, but in this case, it seemed to hit all age groups fairly equally, so that kind of puts a question mark into what happened, you know, whether they're spawning elsewhere or if it was a, you know, a significant die-off.
There are 109 permit holders in the Hoona Sound spawn-on kelp fishery. The economic impact of the closure is hard to pin down since it's a niche product. The same permit covers Tenneke Inlet, which remained open last year, though volumes of herring there are typically smaller than in Hoona. Still, it's going to sting. According to Commercial Fisheries Entry Commission data, spawn-on kelp permits have nearly doubled in value over the last 8 years and now go for around $35,000. There's even been a slight uptick in permit value over the last year when the fishery was first shut down. Kuhnrat says that under the right conditions, herring can rebound quickly.
If we have a good ocean survival of larvae and juvenile, in 1 year we can see a huge increase in the biomass. That used to be the case for Sitka Sound. You know, you'd have one big year class that would kind of carry it for a couple of years. And, you know, we very well could see that with Hoona Sound. You know, we haven't seen it in a while, so we've seen this steady recruitment, but one good survival event of juveniles could bring this fishery back.
The Hoona Sound and Sitka Sound herring stocks are genetically related, but Kuhnrat says they're treated as separate populations. Swings in biomass in one area may not necessarily be reflected in the other. Still, ADF&G is forecasting one of the lowest herring returns in years in Sitka too, and there's been political pressure from the Sitka tribe and others to dramatically curb sack roe fishing. Hoona is the less controversial fishery, and Kuhnrat is hoping the closure does its job.
I think it's concerning. Our limitations are to prevent any, you know, further harvest on the resource, and we've done that. We've closed the fishery, and the fishery won't reopen until, you know, the population reaches threshold, and I think we are where we are, and there's not much more we can do about it at this point in time.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.